Here is today's commentary.
All righty, Michael. Well, I'm going to ask our audience to put on their thinking cap just for a second, and I'm going to ask them, what do Apple, Google, and Tesla all have in common? What do Apple, Tesla, and Google all have in common? Dun, 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 dun. The answer is, they're all being sued for discrimination. Okay? Now, here are these woke companies. They actually are doing their absolute best to try to lift up people of color in this country. They're doing their very best. Google hired a person whose job, given her millions of dollars to go to America's finest college campuses and recruit black people to become employees at Google. Apple does the same thing. Tesla does the same thing. Facebook does the same thing. What do you think their problem is? The problem is that they each need to hire, say, 5,000 to 10,000 black students coming out of college. And there's so many of these big woke companies trying to do that, and there's a limited number of black people coming out of college that are qualified to work in a technology company. And that gets back to the subject of your interview, and that is our education system. You can't solve a problem at the end. It's a little bit like, Michael, if you have a water leak in your house, and what you do is you say, let's increase our budget for towels so that we can soak up the water. When the real problem is you got to go turn off the water first at its source so that you can then solve the problem. Throwing money at the current education system will actually make it even worse, because now the bureaucracies, which is where the money goes, by the way, the money does not go. The money may track the student, and I enjoyed the interview, and I understand the governor's heart is in the right place, but the policy's not going to move the needle. All it's going to do is increase spending. Here's what I understood was the topic that you asked, the question you asked, and then the answer was that the money is tied to the student. So I don't understand why tying the money to the student necessarily increases the amount of funding. Because, hear me out here, if a student moves for some reason from school A to school B and the money follows the student, doesn't it also leave the school with the kid? And so therefore the school that the kid left now has less money than it had before if the money is in fact attached to the student. And so unless you increase the dollar amount per student, it's just moving the deck chairs around on the Titanic. But here's what's interesting about these three lawsuits. All these lawsuits are about people who feel uncomfortable in their jobs. They don't feel happy there. They don't feel fulfilled. And that gets into the way the left sees the world. The left puts everybody in their own category, and then they expect everybody who's not in that category to make the people in the aggrieved category feel comfortable. And that is literally an impossible task. How can you make somebody feel comfortable if they already feel uncomfortable to begin with? And so that's what's happening in the big woke companies across our country.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the commentary for today.